Jai Gurudev. This is the speech given by Dr. R.K. as a part of the online classes on the 14th of March 2008. In this speech, Dr. R.K. explained the importance of the four files to be maintained and how we should implement them in our daily life. Pooja Gurudev has already made this world a heaven. All we have to do is to tell people about it. In this context, Dr. R.K. stressed on the need for more translators to be involved in the task of translation of the Kranti Dharmi Sahitya. Jai Gurudev.
I in such a size, Shraddha and Saburi. The Brotherhood of Masters from Theosophical Society. The breathing techniques of Lahari Mahashaya, the Kriya Yoga. The Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's practical Vedanta. Sri Aurobindo's supramental descent. And Paramapujya Gurudev's Prajna Yoga. All these are interlinked. Just as we read in chemistry, right from Dalton to the modern scientist, we have to understand in the burning torch, the Lal Mashal, all the processes of the gurus. And what I am trying to do is to make you the new generation. You have to become the seeds of new generation. All of you have this responsibility, just as in an engineering college, the teachers are all engineers teaching engineering. In medical college, all the professors or doctors which make you doctors, similarly, we are going to be the seeds of the new generation. None else can become the seeds of the new generation. Can you understand this point, all of you? Because you are only able to understand the intricacies, the various steps, the various problems and the various solutions by which you can grow into the future humanity. So this responsibility, you take it as the most serious responsibility of your entire human lives, whether past or future. You underscore this sentence, you put it in file number one. This birth, especially these 3 years, and more so these 6 months starting from this month, the March. We call it as the Ides of March. Third month, you add 6, it becomes 9 months. The September, and of course then comes the October. So these 6 months are very, very crucial for you people, whether you become the real seedlings of the future generation or not. So this is what you have to write in your first file, the file of dues, the file of responsibilities. You have to write that all my lives previous to this one, starting from the mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, and the plant kingdom, and now the human kingdom, and we have developed so many eras. And after these 3 years, we don't know how many more lives we will have to do. But these 6 months are crucial for the entire humanity, not only to you. Write it down in your first file. And what you are going to write it down, you type it and paste it here so that I may correct any sentence. The past births, mineral, plant and human, and the coming future births of yours are dependent on these 6 months. These 6 months of 2008 are very, very crucial. And also, the coming births of the future are dependent on these 6 months of what I am telling you, not only on the website, but also on many other aspects which you will follow soon. This is what you have to add to your first file. And in that file also I have told you about not to take any responsibilities, not to worry ourselves about any home or office front. Just do your duty there and concentrate more and more time for these activities. What are those activities ought to be, I will tell you. You need not worry about it. But you see that every day you are able to give certainly some time of yours, at least a minimum of 2 hours. Of course, if it is not possible every day, weekly ones. Somehow or other, give maximum time for this. Now, I come to the second file. The second file is about the advent of 21st century file. What does it mean? There I have given you the most important precaution you have to take is about colony me. Don't be lured. Don't allow colony me to sit on your brains. It gives you very, very logical explanations. And you have not to take any logic, as I said yesterday, about the ticket checkers example. All of you remember the example? The logical result is not correct. But the correct result is very sane and sensible. Similarly, forget about your logic. You just accept what Guruji has said. Any one of you, please give me the 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, what Guruji has said in that article. Number 1, you are all devatas. Type it and put it on the conference page. Number 2, don't worry about your personal problems. All your problems have taken care of. And the work you have to do for the 21st century has done everything. You have just to fight the corpses, the already dead situations, thought processes. So this is the confidence which you should have in the 21st century, and especially these 3 years, everything is going to change. These 3 years are sure to bring about the change of the new era man. Have confidence in this. And understand the logic, and in your 21st century file, you write down these words. Revolutions after revolution are following one another like the bogies of a railway train moving fast. You have to enter any one of the bogies, take part in that particular revolution, and the train will take you, the Mahakala will take you to the destination. Again I am repeating. The revolutions are coming just like the bogies of a fast moving train, one after the other, on the track. The train is on the track moving very fast. Do you understand this point? All you have to do is get into one of the bogies at a particular station. And what is our station? Our station is Shantikunji. Somebody else's station is Pondicherry. Somebody else's station will be Palestine. Somebody else's station will be some other religious headquarters. So how you are going to enter into the bogey and what bogey you are going to enter will depend on the third file, Vicharakranti. But I am talking about the second file. All of you are understanding when I am talking about the files? When I am talking about the files, are you maintaining those files? File number 1, file number 2. I am talking about file number 2. The 21st century, bright future. The revolutions are coming just as the bogies of a train moving fast on the track. All you have to do is to get into one of the bogies in one particular station and go through it. Form the group. All of you who are in the bogey are having the same destination, the same revolution to be carried out. And your train is planet Earth, and your bogey is your group. You understand this point? All of us are in the bogies having the same destination. The train is the planet Earth moving in the cosmos. The train is the planet Earth moving in the cosmos. And your bogey is the group to which you are attached. And that is where we have to decide, and that is where my classes are going to help you. And you also remember that all of our bogies are interlinked also, just as in our train. You can go from one bogey to another bogey, is it not? Even though you have a fixed reservation in a particular compartment with a particular number. But still you can move on to one bogey to another. The same thing works here also. So these revolutions which we have already seen, one is in the political front. You are saying that no particular politician is nowadays a statesman. You should understand between the difference of a politician and a statesman. Gandhi is a statesman. He guided the thoughts. And politicians follow the mass thought. So nowadays there are politicians, but there are no statesmen, one who can guide a state. Guruji wants that. We want to become a statesman. So the statesmen give you a direction to the mass thought. In that way, Guruji is not only a statesman, but he is a world's man. If you understand what I mean by that. He is a man of the entire planet Earth, not of a state. Now, when I am saying this, and when you follow the politics that is happening in the presidential elections of America, cut them and paste them in your book with this heading. That is how politicians are there, the sex scandal involving a governor. In India, you have the scarlet problem. So all these political aspects have to be controlled by statesmen. And we have to be world statesmen. That is what he said in his lecture in Kalanemi. I want world leaders. Remember this, and you write it down in your second file. We have to become world leaders. The Nalanda, the Takshashila Vidyalayas were like that. But at that time, the scientific development, the communication systems, the contact systems were not so mature. But now we have. We can contact the world by this website, and that is what I am telling you people. Join more and more people and see that all of them join this. You can, if you want, you can have different groups in the mornings also, and you play what I have said. I will not be there. But you can play the lectures to various groups, which is possible for them at their appointed time. So, because it is being recorded, you see that at different timings, just as in the TV serials, the same TV serial is repeating. But understand that these lectures are very important, and the time is moving so fast that I cannot repeat. Nor you can repeat. You can repeat it to others. Because when a train is moving very fast, and if you want to enter it, if you just can't enter it at the particular time, it moves on. The speed is like that. So form your own individual groups locally or in the websites or both. And hear it again and again. Don't think that once you have heard and you have understood it. From the first again, 2 days I think I will give you off also on Saturday and Sundays, so that you people can refresh it. The weekly recapitulation. The second part, 21st century bright future, you have understood. So these 6 months we have to grow into a very, very big worldwide group. And now we come to the third file. But before coming to the third file, I have just given you an example of certain paper cuttings which you have to keep in your 21st century file under the heading Politicians versus Statesmen. Similarly, you should put the cuttings of the other four: business people, scientists, actors, and of course the teachers. And we belong to the sixth category. What I will explain to you later when I teach you the fifth discipline. I don't know the name of the author, but if you people can get that book, it's good if you can read it before I teach it. The fifth discipline. So anyway, you got the 21st century file clear? It grows, it bulges, you remember it. By the end of these 6 months, you will have thousands of pages in each file. The third file. What is the name of the third file? I am waiting for the name of the third file. Right. Now in this Vichara Kranti, you have to be very clear about a revolution in your thought process. The most important revolution in your thought processes must be the addition of the feeling aspect. The education system nowadays is based on mind, on logic. And many things in the world don't follow logic. You remember that. Except a human being, none else has logic. All have feelings. All have feelings. No hydrogen atom asks why it should behave like that. No calcium atom or no mineral just feels what we call the valence bond. That's a feeling. It just feels and the compound happens. There's no logic. The plants have no logic. If the sunlight is there, it grows. If the water is there, it grows. At an appropriate time, sufficient pressure is developed in the seed and it bursts with a tremendous energy and starts sprouting. And why it starts sprouting, there is no logic. It feels the sunlight and the water. The feeling of the water. Similarly, the animals also. They just feel. But when we come to the human beings, we start rationalizing ourselves. We try to explain ourselves. We try to explain our actions, our behavior, and justify it. So this is what we have to come out of. No justification of our actions. Because we act, if you are very sure, in your family, we act with your feelings and no logic is accepted. We fight, we hate, we say we don't want to see your faces, and again, we live in a family. But suppose some outsider says that, no more will you behave with him or talk with him or see him. You understand, in family, it is the feelings which are important. And the thought revolution that we have to bring about is the feeling aspect. What is known as the heart aspect. The private question, the feelings are most important. And this feeling is what is called as intuition, vidya in India. We know only about siksha. All our education, however great your education system may be, it is only siksha, a training. Siksha means training also and a discipline also. Treating you badly. Siksha, sikshana. But intuition is something which comes from your heart. This change is what is known as the fifth discipline. But what I have told you now is not about fifth discipline, but I am talking about what Gurudev has said about siksha and vidya. All of you have got that presentations from, I don't know who has sent the presentations to you. All of you got it? You have that very clear understanding about siksha and vidya, and soon I am going to make a routine classwork in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh, right from intermediate level to the multinational levels, teaching people about the difference between siksha and vidya. That will be my future course. But if you are ready, I will be very happy if you can take on these courses, relieving me from this. That I will talk later. So the Vichara Kranti is adding heart to mind. How do we do that? How do we add feeling with our mind? Now, many of you must have heard the gut feeling. How many of you heard this feeling, the gut feeling, G-U-T, gut feeling? Have anyone heard about it? Many times it so happens that when we are doing something, we already feel that it is going to be a success. You have that urge, that feel, and sometimes you feel, no, something is going to be wrong. How many of you have at least once this experience that something is going to be good if you do this, or something is not going to be good if you follow this line of action? All of you had it, I think. So this gut feeling, the feeling that something is going to happen, sometimes we have, all of us have it sometimes, and it happens. So this gut feeling you have to develop every time when you take up an action, every time when you write a letter to somebody, think about him, feel about him. When you are working in your work, in your office, you try to feel in what way it is going to help your customer, your entrepreneur, your family. The feeling aspect, that has to be developed. That is what Gurudev used to say, the sajala shraddha. It pours from you, it flows from you to those to whom you are seeking. Whereas from the mind, the light goes, the explanations go. From the heart, the feelings go. Just as now I am talking with you, I am trying to feel what individually you are trying, and I am trying to answer your feelings. That is my individual heart flowing towards her to make her understand. So this feeling you have to develop whenever you do anything. For example, in one of the writings of the mother, she said that Don't push a chair with your legs. It has a feeling. Lift it with both hands as if you are lifting a child and put it where you want with feeling. A simple act of pushing a chair shows you have no heart. And if you have a heart, even placing a chair from one place to another becomes intuition. All of you understood this example? I'm waiting for your responses. And this gist of this heartfelt feelings, you people write in your third file. You have to make that file. That will be your showpiece, your teaching notes, your further guidance in future after these 6 months. So be very, very specific about maintaining this file. So the first file, what you have to do. The second file, 21st century. The third file, change in thought processes. This change in thought processes, the feelings, attracts the results to us. This is the most important thing which you have to remember, the law of attraction. Rama is the mind, Maryada Purushottam. At Rama, the laws were important, the logic was important, the humanity was important. In Krishna, the heart was important, the rasa was important. That is where we get the mixture of the illumination of the torch and the flame of the torch. The flame is the feelings and the illumination is the mind of the Lal Mashal. So in your meditation, you add this also. I have not yet seen. Illumination of the torch is mind, right? And the flame of the torch is the heart, the feeling. Now this intuition, this development of intuition is what is required, and you will suddenly find that if you have the feeling of health, you become healthy. If you have the feeling of riches, you will attract riches. I think I have shown you to some people the CDs, The Secret. The Secret's revealed, but the name of the secret, that's all. The Secrets is a beautiful one. Tomorrow I will give you the website. It is in the website also. So what in that particular, the secret is, your illumination must be linked with feeling. Your mind must be linked with feeling. And it is your feelings that draw the results to you. Why diabetes, BP and cancer are not cured? Because the once you hear those diseases, you feel that they are incurable. You have a feeling, whatever the doctor says, and fortunately the doctors also says it is not curable. So the reverse must be practiced. That is what I am talking about, Vichara Kranti. The revolution is the feelings, the gut feelings, with whatever maybe the world may think. I have a feeling that the world will become a heaven. That is what Guruji's feelings are. You understand, it is not Guruji's thoughts. It is his feeling. He writes in his biography, "You don't know how many hours and nights I have wept and wept. The pillow was completely drenched with my tears, year after year." That is what I am trying to tell you about the secret. The secret of entire Guruji's plan is his feelings towards humanity. He is the only man in the world who has said, "I will change the world." Sorry, can you correct me? Guruji said, "I will change the world." And I said, "Sorry, it is wrong." What did Guruji say? Correct, Ram Gopal, you are 100% correct. He has done it already. Now you have the feeling. What feeling we have to Guruji? Because he has already done it, we will do it. We have just to copy it. Once a formula is revealed, once a mould is formed, the only thing is copy the mould. Mould yourself into that form. That is what I mean by feeling. Now all of you who are hearing this understood what is feeling? So, in your first file, what you have to write? Can anyone tell me? In your first file. In your first file. Now what I have told about feeling, what you are supposed to write there? Anyone? Start experiencing those changes that you visualize or already happened. Start experiencing the changes that you wish to happen have already happened and feel them. Feel them, that is important. So in the first file you write, and those who are hearing it can type it so that I may correct the sentences. Complete sentence. Start experiencing the changes you want to happen. Start experiencing the changes you want to happen, comma, visualize them as already happened and feel the thrill of it. Feel the thrill of it that it has already happened. That is what you have to do for the 21st century also. Start experiencing the changes you want to happen. Visualize them as already happened and feel the thrill of it. Enjoy it, you add also, enjoy it. That is exactly what meditation must be. Start experiencing the changes you want to happen. Visualize them as already happened and feel the thrill of it and enjoy it. So with this I stop today's class. I'm not going to the book aspect of it, that is my files. But I want you people to include in that fourth book the translation groups you are concentrating upon. Please try to organize yourselves. Be serious about it and make a big, big, big organization of translators. And your own group of translators everywhere in the world, in every state, in your own house, in your own flats. Because translation is a mechanical work. You need not tell all these things to them, and those who are interested, you can tell them. And how you are growing the translation work, I am feeling the thrill of it already. I am seeing thousands of people translating Krantidharmi Sahitya and all the 20 books coming within 2 days. So the thrill, the feeling, okay? So that's about translation. And one more hint. I am trying to give the 20 books to print by about 25th or so, if I can correct them. I have already corrected 4 or 5, and others are in the process, and I have all the books, and some are in the process of translation. But those who are not very efficient in Hindi, I want you to take up the translations using my Telugu version. Because in the Hindi versions, certain lines I find have been completely misrepresented. Don't worry about it, I will correct it. And don't stop doing your work. It doesn't matter if in 4 or 5 pages one sentence goes wrong. But when you want to give the English version, I want it to be foolproof so that I can just go through it and no corrections to be done. So this you people can discuss yourself. Jai Gurudev.